Good morning. Today is Thursday, the 6th of August. Joining us this morning is Humboldt County Sheriff, not a newsmaker.
No. Nope.
Billy Hansel. Man, it looks like you had a run-in with Tinkerbell this morning. Here's a bunch
you
of
see the glitter?
Sparkly. Yeah. What happened,
Billy? I have a four-year-old daughter who got makeup for her fourth birthday, and so she wanted to...
Work with Dad?
Yep. She wanted to put on some cosmetics on Dad last night, and of course I couldn't get it all off this morning in the shower.
So. Well, okay. At least
Well, this is what you
good.
Do.
Good, so you went to sleep with it also, huh?
Absolutely.
Well, that must really be interesting. Laundry day.
Yeah, so the things you do when you are a father of a little girl. So that's what I got to do.
I would not know on that one.
Yeah, I didn't know either until a couple years ago. So now she's four and she's into makeup. So
you and Garrick are both learning.
Yes.
Yeah. What do you got there, Winston? Why do we say it?
I found one, but I think I'll save that for Miles tomorrow because I think this one's more appropriate. How did a sheriff get that name?
Well, I just defer to the expert on this one. I mean, that's just too easy. That should be low-hanging fruit here, huh?
Well, yeah. Isn't it Greek for noble?
Smart, intelligent, yeah. Yeah, somehow I think it...
No, is that not it, Winston?
Well, let's think. England, right?
Yeah.
Sheriff.
Right.
Is it a hyphenated? A word that's been joined? No.
Nope.
Boy.
You got me. So
King's
I guess you're gonna
agent. How's that?
Okay.
Oh,
Sheriff of Nottingham.
Actually pretty close there.
Yeah.
The term's derived from the Anglo-Saxon title, Shire Reeve. The Shire Reeve of 11th century England was an official appointed by the king to administer the local government, enforce the law, and collect the king's taxes.
There you go.
Kind of the same.
Shire Eve?
Except now you got a gun. They had a sword.
There you go. How we've progressed.
Or a big stick, one or the other, huh?
600 years.
Yeah, Shire Reeve.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well that's...
Okay, thank you.
We haven't screwed that one up too badly.
No. That was pretty good.
Not like poor Del Norte. Boy. So, fatigued? Tired?
Yeah, I think like everyone, we got the COVID fatigue, you know? And I think this is, you know, people are worried. People are, you know, in fear over, you know, obviously COVID, but also economic impact, you know, schools opening. You know, there's a lot of anxiety and fear within our society right now, and we have people that, you know, are not taking it well, really. We have people that are experiencing mental health issues all over the county. We have people that...
Triggered by?
Or are you just seeing an elevated level? I think there's many factors going into it, but I think, you know, we can't rule out, I mean, COVID and what this has caused, you know, in our society. I mean, everything has been turned, you know, essentially upside down. And, you know, we've experienced these kind of things throughout our history, right, of these kind of events. And, you know, it defines people. It defines a generation and of what people do. What do? You roll over or do you find a way to adapt and overcome, right? And you conquer your fears and you get through it.
Fight, flight, or freeze?
Yeah, there's a lot of those concepts, right? And so the people that... you know, can adapt, the people that can, you know, work through these things, become innovative. You know, that's what our country, I think, was really, you know, built on, was all the strife and complexities of, you know, building a nation and going through all the diversity, you know, adversity and that kind of thing, is trying to get, you know, over this and conquer this fear and
so how the as the head of the department, how are you helping the team go through it? I mean, you had the one positive test inside the jail. Okay, that I'm sure caused a significant ripple through. I'm sure that other deputies running around have had some kind of interactions, a couple of them, with people who either were or tested in the future or had tested is a positive response.
So we've actually had two correctional deputies that tested positive, and so they've gone through now and everyone's okay. But yeah,
did it come from inside the plant or
no? It did not. It came from outside. And then We brought it in, but the thing is, we had safeguards in place that prevented the spread from occurring inside. Facial coverings, sanitation, those kind of things, and just kind of made it a reality, right? It's like, really, COVID doesn't come a reality until you know someone who has it. And so that became very real for our correctional deputies and our sheriff's family. And so, you know, I think, to answer your question, is acknowledging the fear and anxiety, acknowledging how this has made our job more difficult in a lot of different circumstances. And then right now, since there is a lot of spread in the community, there's a lot of, you know, there's our cases are increasing, you know, that there's, as first responders, you don't know every time you go into contact with someone whether or not they have it or not. And so, you know, you have to be constantly ready to go, but yet, you know, again,
you don't whip
right
out
now,
the thermometer gun when you show up.
No, we don't say, wait, we're going to turn away.
Yeah.
101.2, you know, you're out. So, you know, with our guys, and I think it's a difficult time, right? And so recognizing that and understanding the hardships that they are having to go through, but they are overcoming it. They're coming. Fire, EMS, law enforcement are stepping up and being able to do it. You know,
well, the fire guys kind of do that routinely, don't they? Because of the medical response they're normally associated with?
Absolutely. They're not normally fully covered, you know, with face shields and N95 masks on every patient, but it is something that they're definitely doing now, obviously. So,
yeah, just challenging. And I suppose, you know, when you look at it logically, it takes on a whole different connotation. 17 hospitalizations.
Yes.
Okay, so that's less than one a week.
Right.
Okay. And if you eliminate the situation at Alder Bay, zero dead.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
However, it's an emotional scenario, so you really can't do that. You can't dismiss. There's the
right.
long-term elements of
right.
it. So you kind of got both sides that are getting wrapped up and wrapped around on this thing.
Right.
They don't teach us one at the FBI Academy, do they?
They certainly don't. So that's why we have to adapt to it. We got to adapt to it because it's not going away anytime soon. So we have to make sure that we adapt. We kind of change our way of doing things to make sure that we can keep people safe, but yet keep our businesses and keep our functions going.
And we'll talk about that one when we come back. KINS, News and Information Time, it's 8:19.
Listen to 980 AM for the best music. ABBA, Neil Diamond, Barbra Streisand, Billy Joel, and the Fifth Dimension. The all-time best are heard every day, all day long on 980 AM. We are easy radio. Easy on your ears and easy on your mind. This is memory-making music, and you'll love the memories you create. Tune in and hear the best music. Easy radio, 980 AM.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:24. We're back talking shop this morning with Billy Hansel. Billy, we're starting to hear some discussions in the news about in New York State, and I don't know if California is going to emulate like we did with everything else, shutting down the state borders. I can't imagine if I was a border county sheriff.
Right.
Because you know where it's going to come down. It's not going to be the CHP guys.
Right.
It's going to be on the sheriffs.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now you got to shut down the U.S. highway blank. I-5? 80? Really? And then you got to have the exceptions for the freight. Yeah.
Hey, listen.
Is that just a gathering storm out there that you're, because you're one in, you don't have to worry about?
Well, you know, we're concerned in California about bringing in outside fruit. You know, so we have the agricultural inspection stations all over, you know. So that's
well,
what we're concerned
about. Enough to
about.
Ask someone.
Ask, exactly.
Do you have any fruit? No? Okay, keep going.
That's how concerned we are here in California. You know what? The thing is, New York can do what they want. It's going to be impossible for them to shut off every possible avenue into their state and out of their state. That's just a very, very difficult task, and this is going to take a lot of manpower. They're going to have to deploy their National Guard in order to do it. That's the only way they're going to be able to do that. It only works when you have all the other 50 states do the same thing. shutting down their borders and keep people from traveling and mixing. And then, again, it's got to be with the county as well. I mean, if you're going to try and prevent everyone and sit still and basically shelter in place, and so this thing doesn't spread, if everyone sits still for 30 days in the world, then coronavirus is gone. Okay? Essentially, that's, you know, it would be gone. But that's not going to happen. That's not going to happen in a free country. It can't happen.
Or even in a communist country.
Right.
True. It just isn't.
Right. And so it's not going to happen. And so we have to be realistic in it. I mean, I know maybe the concept is, you know, is trying to get a hold of trying to stop, you know, the spread. But in reality, it doesn't work. It's not going to work. And so just like we, you know, did a shelter in place and we froze everything for, you know, how many, you know, a month and a half or so. And then again, as soon as we opened up, people started traveling. We see our numbers increasing and it's going to continue that way.
Is the ratio increasing? Yeah, there's the testing capacity that's increased also.
Right.
And I really rankle when a number is thrown out of context.
Right. So more people are getting tested, but the average, you know, the positives per test results, are still very low. They're in the 3% range. So we're only getting 3% of people tested.
Of those tested, not of the population.
Right. Yeah. Yes. Of those that are tested. So we're trying to test, you know, around 300 people per day, I think is what they're trying to do.
How do you determine the 300? Is it feels like they want to come in?
Well, it's actually, I should say, it's 136, I think, is the max what we do at our local lab. Our local lab, or actually our local test site does that. But our lab, you know, we get referrals to test cases that, you know, come from the hospitals and those kind of things. Because the hospitals, and even HUPA now, they have a rapid test machine, okay, that basically can determine. But it's
a collection point.
It's
or
not
a processing point.
It's a testing machine it's accurate but not as accurate as our lab equipment. And so there has been some false positives. And so we don't really count it until we can test it or confirm that, you know, they have contact with a known case and they're symptomatic. But still, you know, we have a lot of people getting tested. The prevalence is low. Our hospitalizations are essentially zero. And the rate of spread is still, you know, it's not bad. And so we are in a orange category right now, category 3, meaning that, you know, here locally, that, you know, it's one of those things. It's just a warning to our people that, you know, hey, listen, there's 3 categories we monitor: hospitalizations, the rate of spread, and, you know, the prevalence in the community with the percentage, you know, per tested. And, you know, the percentage of people tested that positive as well as hospitalizations are low. The only thing that's increasing is the rate per 100,000. So right now we are in the 20s per 100,000 in the last 2 weeks. And so it's still below the state mandate that we would get on the monitoring list. So we're doing good.
And we do have a significant influx of tourism.
We do.
Even with that, still staying below, we're in the safe zone.
Yeah, we're still staying safe. You know, I applaud our people. I think we're doing a fabulous job. You know, I know that certain people want to focus on the negative, you know, and say, listen, there's weddings that are occurring, there's this that are occurring. You know, people aren't all wearing masks. But overall, our county is doing very, very well. And, you know, and there's other counties around us that are going on the monitoring list. And I think that, you know, we should.
Oh, they're migrating onto the list?
They are going onto the list based upon, you know, the percentage of spread and that kind of thing. And so
what counties don't we go to?
I haven't looked.
That we're
last
okay.
Week. I don't look. If you go north, you're going to be fine. So,
okay.
So you got Del Norte and Trinity, I think, are safe. Mendocino, there's been a little bit of spread lately. I'm not sure if they're on the monitoring list yet, but I think they're close. But, you know, I think, again, we're doing
great.
I thought
the heat was supposed to kill this thing.
I don't know. Who said that?
Right. You're going to try to get me to use those names, huh? I don't think so. Oh, jeez. KINS, News and Information Time, it's 8:30.
Hi, I'm Vanessa with PG&E. If you see a down power line, stay away from it and keep others away. Call 911. Let our first responders come out and handle it. Police and fire will respond as well as PG&E. To learn more, visit pge.com/safety.
There are many ways to start a fire, but one sure way to put it out. Learn how you can do your part at smokybear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Sponsored by the U.S. Forest Service, Ad Council, and your state forester.
Good morning, KINS. News and information time is 8:35. We're back talking shop this morning with Humboldt County Sheriff Billy Hansel. Talk shop's presented by CDH Painting, Redeck, Humboldt Termite and Pest Control, and Murphy's Markets. Billy, looking at some of the different challenges that are out there, certainly this time of the year we're talking about the marijuana stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You still have got illegal and legal. I had a buddy talk to me, I guess 60 Minutes did a thing on the Emerald Triangle this weekend.
Yeah, it was a rerun.
I guess we showed up again. Okay, fine. Yeah. You know, it is what it is. What is the status of marijuana in Humboldt County? Are you seeing the compliance? Are you seeing all of the things that everybody was so excited about 2 years ago? Or is it still kind of an outlaw industry with some opting to comply, but most of the growers still wanting that larger return on their investment?
You know what we're seeing, Brian, is that there's still marijuana obviously being grown in the hills, both legally and illegally. And it is, I think, when you look at the way that Humboldt County has kind of led the way, I would say, in this, you know, regulating it and also enforcing of the laws, I think we're doing quite well. And, you know, we actually this year, we're already, our marijuana unit started in May, and I'm really, really proud of these guys. It's diminished manpower, but these guys, I have three guys that are coordinating it this year, and they're out and working with Fish and Wildlife as well as our code enforcement and some other regulatory agencies, and going out, and they're serving search warrants every week. And so we've already surpassed the plant count from last year. We've already gotten way more fines and violations. Is that
surprising?
It is in one aspect of it, because we worked hard last year. And so we're working even harder this year. And the plants and the farms are large, the ones that are illegal.
They're larger.
Larger. We're hitting multiple sites because we're also bringing in equipment that's, you know, that we can actually use to help us. Basically,
portable, you know, incinerators. Is that what you're trying to say without saying it? Yeah, okay.
We're trying to dispose of the product on scene. Okay. in a manner that's environmentally conscious. So anyway, it's going well there. And we're holding people accountable there. And then huge fines are being administered, both by code enforcement. It's either they're being paid or we're taking the property, you know, through.
Yeah, you take the property, you still have to sell it before you realize.
But it's okay. We're putting people on the hook, and we're putting landowners on the hook for the environmental damage. So if they have filled in a creek, if they have done illegal grading, if they're doing things that damage the environment, the landowner has to clean it up.
And is the property valued high enough when you sell it that it offsets the costs of bringing in? Not the incinerator, but the D8 cats and moving stuff around and getting it kind of sort of back to the way that it was.
Well, it's you know, we're finding that the landowners actually know the value of their property and they're cleaning things up. They're removing the people that have leased the property, or they're selling it to someone that's going to, you know, remediate the property. So the things are working. We are actually getting tips from marijuana growers, legal marijuana growers that are pointing out to their neighbors that are, you know, not permitted. But the marijuana industry is doing very well in Humboldt, and the legal industry is doing very well. We lead the state in state permits, and so our marijuana industry.
That's not a shocker, is it?
Well,
I mean, it's also Mendocino because Trinity County doesn't even have the staff.
Yeah, but in the initial stage, you know, San Luis Obispo, Monterey County, these places had large greenhouse spaces that they're leasing to major corporations, you know, to grow green, you know, the marijuana. And it finds out that, you know, they were doing it all wrong and they weren't profitable. And our people here are doing it right, doing it profitable, and they're able to sell their product and they're doing very, very well. So that's so that's
more
good.
Greenhouse space down south than what
Absolutely. So Monterey has a ton, millions of
square feet. A whole bunch around the Santa Cruz area.
Yeah. So they have a ton down there, and but the thing is, they're not all permitted, and they can't, you know, the investors and those kind of things have essentially dried up in certain areas, and so our
You mean the Hollywood guys aren't spending the money?
I don't know, but a lot of, obviously it's being shipped. A lot of our stuff is being shipped to Southern California, being consumed down there, so the demand is high, and so we have the supply. It's going down there, and so our guys are doing quite well.
So we figured out a way to then get across county lines. Because I know that was one of the
track
early
and trace
ones
is, yes, track and trace is in place. You know, transportation systems are in place. People are licensed transporters transporting the product legally in a way that we can, again, track those and assure that it is legal going back and forth between the farm, the processing center, and the distribution point. So those things are working. And on the state level, you know, they have the Bureau of Cannabis Control and some other regulatory agencies that are still having a very difficult time trying to keep up. But overall, I think our county code enforcement has done an outstanding job. John Ford has done a great job trying to, you know, manage this. And so.
Now, there was also some concern that there was a super priority on the marijuana growers, even though there were some folks on staff that's all that they were handling, that some of the other projects were taking a back seat. Has that kind of worked? Is that pig worked through the python?
I don't know yet. I'm not sure how that works with code enforcement, and but I know that they're keeping up with the projects, you know, and yeah, that was a priority, but I think now there's a system in place that they're working out through all those things.
KINS, News and Information Time, it's 8:42.
The Redwood Region Economic Development Commission wants you to know that local economic development agencies, business resource organizations, financial institutions, and jurisdictions are working together to provide resources for the COVID-19 pandemic. For more information, go to northcoastsbdc.org or call the OES Business Hotline at 268-2527. 268-2527.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:46. We're back talking shop this morning with Humboldt County Sheriff Billy Hansel. A couple quick things. You got a new compadre down in Fortuna.
Yes. Yep.
You came in.
Chief Day.
Casey came in last week. Yeah, last week. Seems like a regular guy. He was very complimentary of what everybody was doing. I suggested you might pop in and buy him lunch. I don't know if that's happened yet or not.
To me, buy him lunch?
Since you're in the neighborhood, you know, on a regular basis.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. So I've already talked to Casey, our Chief Day, and he's a great guy, and Fortuna's lucky to have
him. Still owe him the lunch, though, don't you?
Oh, sure do. Thanks, Brian. Appreciate it. yeah.
I figure every once in a while during working hours you're down in Fortuna, so what the
Absolutely.
Heck?
Why not? You know, why not? So he does have to come up to Eureka every once in a while. So
we'll
be eating outside, I guess, you know, when the sun does decide to make an appearance.
Yeah. We got the fires going on kind of in the neighborhood also.
Right.
Sometimes that impacts law enforcement, sometimes not. Is this one of those that is or is not?
This isn't. This is the Salmon Fire is burning in really an unpopulated area of northeastern Humboldt. So U.S. Forest Service is fighting that fire. And so it is. So we're watching it. Our OES is monitoring it and that kind of thing. But it's just a reminder that we are in fire season and that people do need to have the defensible space. People need to prepare for it, have evacuation routes, multiple evacuation routes, sign up for Humboldt Alert. Those are kind of things that we need to take place. And then if there is a fire, listen to your local radio station, you know, to get updated on it, because, you know, there will be, you know, updates that we have to provide to people to make sure they know exactly where the fire is. Because we do have areas of southern Humboldt, eastern Humboldt that are populated, that are in fire zones. And things that have happened in Butte County, Shasta County, Lake and Mendocino could happen here. So we have to be prepared.
Kind of weird not having the county fair, though, isn't it?
It's really weird. Yes. Yeah, I know. My son has a a fair animal.
A critter?
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, so trying to, they're working that out. I applaud the fair for working out the junior livestock auction. I think that's a great thing that they're doing. And so to make sure that the auction still goes on and kids still have the opportunity to show their animals and market their animals. And I think that's a good plan. So I applaud them for doing that.
All kinds of interesting little challenges that are out there. What's got your attention now that it, other than the virus and the testing and all that kind of stuff, what are you looking at?
The biggest thing here on our local scale is budgets. So looking at essentially making some budget cuts here at the first quarter, it could be deputy sheriff positions, could be correctional deputy positions, eliminating programs. So we're monitoring that, reminding our local elected officials that crime doesn't go down in an economic downturn. It goes up. And the need for law enforcement is definitely here. The fact that, you know, this whole argument about defunding police is a...
Has there been any whispers locally?
Well, there's certain people that have brought it up, which is absolutely ridiculous. And to say defund the police, let's fund mental health and law enforcement because that is what is necessary. Mental health needs to be funded.
Well, they're not at opposites, are they? Or is that how it's being positioned?
It's how it's being positioned. You have to pay for social services rather than. And it's like, no, it's not a rather than. It's an and. It's like we need to couple these things together because that's the way.
Or work on trying to eliminate the need for.
Well, yeah.
Yes,
that's long term. Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, it'll keep you busy for the next week or two.
Yeah. At least till next month when
there
I get
you
to
go,
come
bud.
Back. All right. Thanks
for coming by.
Thank
See you, everybody, tomorrow.